Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And my daughters are with me.
Hi, Mom.
Shelley.
Hello.
And Brenda. And we've been reading and we've been discussing and looking at we've got to have the Holy Ghost manifest in an awakening. And it is an awakening to Him. To His presence. And one place we have to have Him manifest is in our church services. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times people are afraid to do that. And so we've been offering to you an article, a sermon actually. It is printed in the book Miracles and Marvels. That book is not in print, but the whole sermon is in that book. I went to the Oral Roberts archives and found it in the Pentecostal library. And it's the sermon, How to Cooperate with the Holy Spirit in a Meeting. Praise the Lord. It started out with a word from the Lord. Jesus was pure and undefiled and separate from sinners and free from guile, and so must you be. Let Him manifest His love in you from day to day. Many have I chosen and put my mighty power on, but today they have drifted back. They will not let me have my way with them. You must obey me, or I will remove the candlestick out of its place. Why question and doubt as to my mighty power? Do not doubt, but submit yourselves fully and completely into my hands, that you may be used to my glory and honor. Somehow, folks, we have to get this job done. We have to submit ourselves to Him. Now, we're a lot of years later. Sister Woodworth, when did she die, Brenda?
She died in 1924.
And she was ministering in the height of the Holy Ghost revival and before that outpouring. But now she ends this this message, this sermon that Shelley read to you with this. God's presence should be manifest. Don't get settled down contentedly, satisfied in the absence of divine power. As if we could do anything of ourselves to amount to anything in the work of the Lord. No, it is the Lord God who must work through us if anything is to be done, is to be accomplished, that will survive the fire which will try every man's work. We are laborers together with God, but if God is not laboring, we should never rest satisfied till He does. You shouldn't just sit in a church service and wish for it to be over so that you can get out and get something to eat. There should be enough happening that you want to stay. Now, she closes saying, let us rejoice, and she mentioned several things, but I want to get to this one, that the Revelator abides and gives us understanding of the things of God. The Holy Ghost is the Revelator. And He gives us, Shelley, find Ephesians 5:18.
Okay.
I'm going to have you read that passage. And then I'm going to read a little bit of an article by W.I. Evans. W.I. Evans, Brother Hagin, said when the Pentecostal evangel used to come, the first thing he did was look to see if there were an article in it by W.I. Evans. And someone heard me say that and sent me all the Pentecostal Evangel articles by W.I. Evans. And one of them in there is named Abandoned to the Holy Spirit. So, Shelley, would you read that passage and begin reading about where it says understanding the will of the Lord?
Okay.
Which is a little bit above that.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. And it says, verse 16, it says, redeeming the time.
That's it.
Because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God.
Now, let's start with redeeming the time. Brenda, do you want to share with us your dream that you had about that recently?
Yeah, I woke up with just had like a little dream in the, it was more like I had it like in the early morning hours, and I woke up like at 6 o'clock, and I was quoting that scripture.
Redeem the time.
Redeeming the time. Yeah. And I had this dream that there were these people in this room. They were ladies, and I knew in my dream they were prayers, and I was the only one standing up, and they were like in praying positions. And I said, and this part is very interesting. I said, it's very interesting that the angel has said to redeem the time. And I said, what we have to pray is that when we just pray for the knowledge, we have to pray. We can't pray for not to have the time, because the time's going to go on. But we need to pray the knowledge of his will in the time, thus redeeming the time in our prayers. And I said, it's just like if you have a assignment from your teacher, and it's a, for instance, a term paper. And on certain date, even though the assignment is long, on that, on one date, you will have like your bibliography notes will be due. On the other date, you'll have your rough, your outline will be due. Then one day you'll have your rough draft will be due. And then your term paper will be due. And to keep in sync with him, he's got this all orderly. We have to pray the knowledge of the God through the Holy Spirit, so we are in timing with the Lord, and that we won't all of a sudden one day say, well, we just didn't have enough time to pray, because there will be a day that will come. And I said, it was just like this one lady who's praying for the harvest, and she was in the stream. She was getting excited because she thought she could prolong the coming of the Lord for the harvest, because she was praying for souls. But I said, she can't pray that, but she can pray for the knowledge of his will, so that the prayers will be in sync when that day comes. So that was my dream. Praise the Lord.
So, for instance, there is a moed, there's a date when Jesus is coming. And the Holy Spirit, who is orderly and has everything docketed out what's going to happen by a certain date, then we absolutely have to depend upon him. None of us know. And when Joshua was bringing them across into the promised land, and they crossed the Jordan, and the Holy Ark, which is the presence of God, went before them. And he said, you stay 2,000 cubits behind, for we have not passed this way before. Well, that is probably indicative of the 2,000 years we're going to follow behind Jesus. We have not passed this way before. We don't know how to pastor a church in the very last days. We haven't done it. No one has ever done it before. So we have to have the revelation of the Holy Spirit for our lives. And when Brother Hagin had that vision in 1987, for before camp meeting, and he wrote the book Plans, Purposes, and Pursuits, and Jesus emphasized things. Someone asked him, what did Jesus emphasize the most during his three-hour visitation with you? Without question, what Jesus emphasized most is what we will discuss in this chapter. My plan under the new covenant is for every believer to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Jesus directed me to Ephesians 5:18-19, which I knew well. He discussed with me in detail everything we're going to talk about in this chapter. And it's Shelley just read it to you, Ephesians 5:18. And I think it begins with redeeming the time. This is what you do. You redeem the time. You hear what the Holy Ghost tells you to do. You know the will of the Lord. You knowing the will of the Lord, what's not written down in this book, and there are things, what to do about this, what to do about the Medinajad, what to do about this, what to pray. The Holy Ghost is going to have to lead you in that. Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be being filled with the Spirit. It's a continuous action. And so they were drunk on the day of Pentecost. They seemed to be drunk under the power of the Spirit. And then in our meetings, and this is what W.I. Evans wrote about it. If God is to make himself known through his redeemed people, a tremendous necessity is laid upon them to obey the command in Ephesians 5:18. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. This does not mean receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It means maintain it. Keep being filled with the Spirit. Be being filled with the Spirit is the action. And that way he leads us. And the result is that a man is like drunk in the Spirit. And in it, in being filled with the Spirit, he is abandoned to the Holy Spirit. W.I. Evans brings out in his article, and we may put this up. We'll find out if we can do it legally. But the person that is abandoned, a drunk is abandoned. And the person who's drunk in the Spirit is abandoned to the Holy Spirit. He writes, the immediate evidence of being filled with the Spirit is the present up to the minute is that we speak among ourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in our hearts to the Lord. There's a spontaneity of worship that characterizes people who are filled continuously with the Holy Ghost. God never gave us the job of suppressing evil. He's talking to ministers. He gave us the job of touching him in living faith and abandoning ourselves to the Holy Ghost so that God can reveal himself. None of us knows much about the process of divine revelation. Now get this, divine revelation. The Holy Ghost has the secret, and he reveals it to babes. Babes are such helpless, clinging creatures that they are throwing themselves continually on the parents. The only way to keep filled with the Holy Ghost is to keep casting ourselves up on God, to be being filled with the Spirit, speaking to ourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in our hearts to the Lord, and listening to what the Holy Ghost said. One thing that I didn't really understand about that scripture is something pointed out by W.I. Evans. It says in the Greek, speaking among yourselves. So in our groups, we are to obey this abandonment to the Holy Spirit, being drunk in the Holy Ghost, in our church meetings even. And so we'll try to get this article online. We definitely, if we can, we'll see if we can send it to you or make a copy of it. But you can get the Woodworth Etter article. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447 or write us Billy Brim at Post Office Box, Branson, Missouri, and at 65615 and ask for the Woodworth Etter article on how to cooperate with the Holy Spirit in a meeting. And also we have a book, Sister Woodworth Etter, and I do want you to have that book, A Tribute to Spiritual Excellence, Life and Ministry of J.R. Goodwin, Mr. and Mrs. J.R. Goodwin. And we're going to, did I say we'd give you that half price, $5? Okay, all of these prices are plus shipping. But you just write into us. We want there to be a Holy Ghost move in the churches. We want there to be a Holy Ghost revelation in the churches. We want to hear what the Holy Ghost has to say. And so bless the Lord in Jesus' name. We've got these good materials. Shalom, shalom. Shalom.